for this at the Sri Sri Mahi. His divine grace, Ovai Charnara Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON Sanstapaka Charja, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Om Vishnuvad Paramahamsa Parivajaka Charja Varya, Astotara Sata Sri Sri Mahi's divine grace, Singha Guru Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prinsika Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radhakun, Shamakun, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dhamma Ki, Sri Purushottam Ketra Vipralamba Ketra Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Sri Sri Nittai Gaur Chandra Ki, Sankirtan Jagya Ki, Grandarashimad Bhagavatam Ki, Gopremanande Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Golanda. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskrityam naram shayvanarotamam devim sarasutim vyasam dhuto jayamudirayat vedi ramayanish chayva purane varate tata adavande chamadjecha hari savatra giyate mukam gadari vachalam bhambhungam gayate giriyam Yad-pipa-tamaham vande shikurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam. Paramananda hey madhava Pagunda ruchi makaranga sumakaranga That if you want to understand the Bhagavatam, you have to approach a pure devotee. And ekanta ashraya kori chaitanya chayani. You have to take one pointed shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My revered spiritual master, before he would speak on Bhagavatam, he would always offer these prayers and he would always say some words about the Bhagavatam. And he would often ask the question, what is the necessity of taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the necessity of taking shelter? You can take shelter of Krishna. You can take shelter of Matsya, Karma, Varaha, Nishringa, so many different incarnations of the Lord. There's a reason. Because Prema Moyi Bhagavat, the Srimad Bhagavatam is simply made of Krishna Prema. And Krishna Tulya Bhagavat, it's not different from Krishna. So Krishna says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Yavanyaschasmi Tatpata. If you want to understand me, the only way is through bhakti. So, we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Srimad Bhagavatam because he's giving bhakti, he's giving prema. Otherwise, you can't understand the Bhagavatam. Why do we come together every day to hear Bhagavatam? Why don't we each have our own book and we can go to some private room somewhere and just sit down and read? My spiritual master used to say that if you don't do any other sadhana, if you only hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, Krishna describes in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, this process of hearing the Bhagavatam. Krishna describes in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Parasparanu kathanam bhavanam bhagavadya saha mitra rakya mitastustya nirita mitra atmanaha. He says that we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is how we associate with devotees. We should come together and do kirtan and hear Bhagavatam, hear Harikatha. Just like last night, the devotees are coming together and doing kirtan. It's not that we come together and say, how are you doing? How is your wife? How is your daughter? What is the news? That's not associating with devotees. Because associating with devotees means associating with Krishna Katha. So paraspara katanam bhavanam bhagavadyasa, we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna says that in that association, the devotees will encourage each other and they'll be able to give up material sense gratification. Otherwise, if you're just sitting alone in the room by yourself at the Bhagavatam, after some time you'll probably just fall asleep. Or maybe since no one else is there, you'll turn the TV on. But when we come together with the devotees, then we get some inspiration. We see how we're all giving up sense gratification. There's a famous commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam which was written almost 1,000 years ago. It was written in Orissa by Sridhar Swami. It's called the Bhavartha Deepika. And in his Bhavartha Deepika commentary, he explains about this verse. He says that those devotees who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they shouldn't envy each other. Nor should they quarrel amongst themselves. Rather, they should give up all this mundane kind of feelings and gather together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's very difficult in Kali Yuga to associate with devotees. Because this is the age of quarrel, we're always wanting to quarrel with each other. But if we come together and chant Hare Krishna, everything will be okay. So, Srila Prabhupada instituted this daily class in Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should try to take part in it, it's very helpful. Now we can come to the text. Reading from Bhagavatam Canto 5, Chapter 13, Bhuhugana converses with Jadbhara. Text number 9. Jivarahina jano
Jagarhina jano
Na bhaiti
Hari Nama Maha Mantra Lo Bhumi Madhi. Aš atnešiau vaistus, kurie gali prižadinti nuo ilgo, kurie visas gyvos būtybės gali pažadinti iš ilgo miego. Priimkite jį šventą viešpatės vardą, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, ir pabūskite. Toks pats šaukimas yra ir Katko Panišadas. Tištą džiagratą prasjavaran bodhatą. O gyvoji būtybė, atėjus į materialų pasaulį, tu pasinėri į gyvų miegą. Atsibusgi ir pasinaudok žmogiško gyvenimo dovaną. Panirti į miegą reiškia nustoti suprasti, kas aplinkui vyksta. Blago vadytoje čia sakoma. Janša karva būsenam tokiem dėvartį sanjerį. Tai, kas visiems padarams naktis, tam, kuris sugeba valdyti savo jausmus, tai yra budrumo metas. Visi šitame pasaulyje, dar netgi ir aukščiausių planetų gyventojai, yra iliuzinės energijos valdomi. Nieko iš tikrųjų niekas nesidomi, kokia yra gyvenimo prasmė. Šalą tarpą, laiką, užmigdo sąlygotas mielas ir laiko jas neišmanina. Ir neleidžia pasireiškti jų tyrai sąmonė. Miške yra daugybė duobių ir užmirštų šulinių, paliktų šulinių, užrašusių šulinių. Ir tam, kuris įkrito į tokį šulinį, nebus iš niekur pagalbos. Ir ten žmogus taip ir lieka visam laikui. Jis jai guli, mažiau užmiršęs viską, o jį iš visų pusių kandžioje gyvatės ir visokie kitokie atsutvėrimai.
Gurvi Gurčandraja, Aya Sudalaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Sri Bhaktaya. People in this material world today are so dull. They never even inquire who I am, why am I here? And in this age of Kali, we're like a bunch of animals packed into a truck being sent to the slaughterhouse.
Ir šiame amžiuje mes esam kaip gyvuliai, su tušti gyvuliniai vagonai ir vežami į šerdyklą.
The animals are so foolish, they're still thinking, oh, maybe I can get a little something nice to eat here in the truck.
Ir gyvuliai yra tokie kvaili, kad tame sunkvežimėje, tam vagone, jie galvoja, o gal čia neblogai, gal aš esu nors valgyti, ką mums gausiu.
Even though they're on their way to death.
Net nors ir jie yra tiesioginiam keliai į mirtį.
So this is the nature of Kali Yuga, it's the age of quarrel. And people in this age are not very thoughtful. They're not very thoughtful. So we need some powerful medicine. Son, that Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavadara. That this age of Kali, this personified Kali, he's just like a dog.
pat minutą tą, kur dainuoja, kad šitas kalės įkūnimas tai yra kaip šuo.
A very big, ferocious dog.
Labai didelis ir žiaurus šuo.
Who has some terrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go and just say, now doggy, be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll rip off your arm. Mm-hmm. Tear off your arm. You have to go with a big stick. So Kali Kukura Mugara. Kukura means a dog. A dog of Kali. Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavadaram. This is his mood. He takes this Mudgara, this big stick, to chase after the dog of Kali. And what is that stick?
It's a lanza.
Harinama Mahoshari Dhanaparam. It's the greatest gift. It's the most powerful medicine. And that's Harinam. You may go, maybe Haribola Nanda Prabhu decides, I'm tired of being sick all the time, it's not good. So I'm going to go to the pharmacy and I'll just take one of every kind of pill they have. And this way I won't have any more sickness. Because you won't live anymore. So we can try so many different medicines in this world. But there's one medicine which is known as Mahoshadi. The Maha Oshadi, the great medicine. And that's the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings about that. And Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he quotes this song. Jago, wake up! He's calling this out. He's not just quietly going to people and saying, please read this,
it'll
be okay. Once there was a grihastha couple who had a quarrel. That's a common thing, generally, between husband and wife. So they didn't speak to each other. They stopped talking to each other for 1 week. And finally, after 1 week had gone by, the husband, he had to go for a business trip. So he had to request his wife to please cook something for him in the morning. But he didn't want to talk to her because he was sulky with her. So he wrote a note. Would you please wake me up by 5 o'clock in the morning and have some prasadam ready for me. Because he had to leave by 6 o'clock to catch his train, which is at 7. So the wife, she was very happy that he'd written some note. She'd defeated him in that sense that he was the first one to do something. She's a very good wife. She got up very early the next morning and cooked a nice breakfast for him. Then at 5 o'clock, when she was supposed to wake him up, she went into the bedroom. And she took a big piece of paper and a marker and she wrote on it, "Wake up." And she stuck it next to the bed. So 5 o'clock went by and he didn't wake up. And then it was 5:30, 6 o'clock. Finally, 7:30, and a half an hour after his train had already left, he woke up. He looked at the clock. He became very angry. "Why you didn't wake me up? I told you to wake me up at 5 o'clock. The wife, she folded her hands, "My dear husband, please forgive me. You wrote me a note and told me something. So I also wrote you a note. I gave you something." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he didn't just drop notes out of an airplane, "Everybody, please chant Hare Krishna." Because we won't wake up. It requires some sound vibration. Some subtle brahman. You can't just get the holy name from a dictionary. You have to hear it from a devotee. So Mahaprabhu, he's dancing. This song is known as Arunadaya Kirtan. This is the Kirtan song, the Harinam song that Thakur Bhaktivinoda wrote for the early morning. So he says, "Kota Nidra, how long are you going to sleep?" Sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya. So Hari Bol Ananda Prabhu, you like to sleep in the lap of the witch Maya? Is it a nice lap? Is it a very comfortable place? Mm-hmm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that, "How long are you going to sleep in Maya's lap? It's witch." "Yes, I'll definitely do bhajan." But after so many years, you've forgotten your promise. And you're just laying, sleeping and snoring on Maya's lap. So, Hare Hare. Oh, reason that I came. Mahaprabhu said, I came here just to save you, Hari Bhavananda. Other than myself, who is your friend? Prabhuji, who is your friend? Other than Nitai Gaur Chandra, what friend do we have in this world? This medicine that will destroy the illusion of Maya. So take this Maha Mantra. But we don't want to take it. Because it's very nice and comfortable to sleep on Maya's lap. We don't want to be disturbed. So we're nambari. We're not drahi. We're not taking shelter of the holy name. We're carrying the holy name like a heavy burden. It's so difficult for us to chant. We have to chant our japa in Bhagavatam class. Yeah, it's a very difficult thing. Chanting 16 rounds is very, very hard. Very, very big burden my guru has given me. So we're nam grahi. We're not nam ashray. We're not taking shelter of the holy name. We're not really accepting what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and falling at his feet and begging for this Maha Mantra. We should take shelter of the holy name. We should learn this thing. But we're not Nam Ashrayi, taking shelter of Nam. We're Nam Grahi. Nam is a burden for us. We'd rather watch TV. We'd rather talk to our friends. We're not really taking shelter of the holy name. We have to see what our position is. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this holy name. This is the only hope that we have. The holy name is glorified throughout the Vedic literatures. The Parashara Samhita. In the Parashara Samhita, Śrīla Vyāsadeva, he tells Krishna's son Sāmba. He once Samba, he was coming, walking nearby when Krishna's wives were taking bath. And Krishna's wives saw him and they felt some little conjugal desire. Because Samba is very attractive. Yes. The ladies saw him and they felt some desire for him. So when Krishna understood that, he understood that Samba was very proud. Krishna cursed him that you'll get leprosy. Actually, the story is connected with Orissa and the temple Konark in the Jagannath Puri. Temple of Konark. But when Samba saw that he had this terrible disease, he approached Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva gave him advice. He told him, Na Samba Vyadijam Dukam Heyam Nanyo Sadhairapi Hari Namo Sadham Pitva Vyadis Chadjo Nasangsayaha. He said, Oh Samba, there's only one medicine that'll help you. There's only one medicine that you need. Hari Bolananda Prabhu, you don't have to go to the pharmacy. He says that you just drink the medicine of Krishna's name. And you'll become cured of all diseases. In Orissa, they have a nice song they sing about this. I can teach you this song. Please repeat after me. Rama,
Rama,
Nama,
Nama,
Rama, Nama,
Rama, Nama,
Ladua,
Nama,
Rama, Nama, Ladua,
Rama, Nama, Ladua,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Nama,
Nama,
Krishna, Nama,
Krishna, Nama,
Krishna Nama Ghi,
Krishna Nama Ghi,
Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghi,
Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghi,
Hari Nama,
Hari Nama,
Kanda,
Kanda,
Kira,
Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Ghori Ghori,
Ghori Ghori,
Ghori Ghori Pi,
Ghori Ghori Pi,
Hari Nama Kanda Kira, Ghori Ghori Pi,
Hari Nama Kanda Kira, Ghori Ghori Pi.
So the meaning is that the name of Lord Ram is just like a ladu. Do you like a nice ladu this morning, Prabhuji? He was fasting all day yesterday, yes? So he'd like a nice ladu. You take this Ram Nam ladu. And then you can take the Krishna Nama ghee, Krishna's name, which is like nice ghee. And you take the Hari Nama Kandakir, the name of Lord Hari, which is just like sweet rice. So you take the Rama Nama Ladu, or the Krishna Nama Ghi, and the Hari Nama Kandakira, and Gori Gori, you mix them together. Gori Gori, you mix them together, and then pee, you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
we take this medicine. Rama nama laduva, Krishna nama vi, Hari nama kandakira, gori gori ti. We mix it together and we drink it. And then all your disease will go away. And the Parashara Sanhita says you don't need to take any other medicine. The Skanda Purana says a similar thing. Adayo vyadayo yasya smaranam nama kirtanat tadaiva vilayam yanti tamanandam namamyaham. Someone who chants and remembers Krishna's and holy names becomes cured of all anxieties. And all diseases. For that reason, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Sarasvati Thakura, he forbade the devotees who were living in the temple to go to the doctor. Told them, you just chant the holy name. That may be a little difficult for many of us. But we should have faith that the holy name is really the greatest medicine. It's the most powerful thing that there is in this world. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita describes. Gokotidanam grahane khagashya prayada gangodaka kalpavasaha yagya yutam meru suvarna danam govinda kirtena samam satam sai. If you give 10 million cows away in charity during a solar eclipse, it's very auspicious to give away cows. And especially if you do it during a solar eclipse, it's very auspicious. So maybe Haribol Nandabhu thinks, yes, I'll go to Kurukshetra and I'll give away 10 million cows in charity. Or maybe Prabhuji's heard that if you take bath in the Ganga at Prayag, then you get so much benefit. So he goes there for one kalpa, tens of millions of years, and takes bath and stays in the water at Prayag. Or maybe Prabhuji decides, I'm going to do 10,000 yajñas. Or maybe I'm going to give charity in gold. I'll give a Mount Meru, which is thousands of times bigger than Mount Everest. I'll give that much gold in charity. But if you combine together the benefits of all those activities, it doesn't equal 100th part of chanting one name of Krishna. The Skanda Purana describes. Dana Vrata Tapastirta Ketradinam Chayastitaha Saktayo Deva Mahatam Sarva Papa Hara Subaha Rajasu Yashtamedanam Jnanasya Vyatma Vastunaha Akrishya Harina Sarvaha Stapita Svesu Namasu. Krishna, he's taken all the potency that's there, all the benefits in giving in charity. All the benefits of doing bratas. Such as observing Pandava Nirjala Kadasi. all the benefits of all the austerities. All the benefits of all pilgrimages. All the benefits of worshiping all the demigods. All the benefits of worshiping great Mahatmas. All the benefits of all different types of sacrifices. All the benefits of having knowledge of self-realization. He's collected all the benefits from all those different things and put those benefits in the Holy Name. So the Holy Name is so powerful. The Holy Name can deliver us. The Holy Name can deliver the residents of hell. The Nisshinga Purana describes. Yata yata hare nama kitayandi smanarataha tata tata haro bhaktim udvahanto divamyayu. That on one occasion when the residents of hell chanted the names of Krishna, they attained love for him. At once they left hell. And Divamyayu, they attained the divine position. This is described also in the Padma Purana. It said there that on one occasion, Maharaj Janak was the father of Sita. On one occasion, sitting down and doing yoga and meditating on Lord Ramachandra, Maharaj Janak left his body. Janak Maharaj is such an exalted person that a celestial airplane came to take him to the spiritual world. And as that celestial airplane was traveling back to the spiritual world, by the arrangement and desire of the Lord, it happened to go near to the hellish planets. Janak Maharaj, he heard all kinds of terrible cries. The terrible screams of people who were being tortured in hell. He said, what is this place? Oh, this is hell where all these nasty sinners who've done so many terrible things where they're suffering. But when Janak Maharaj stopped there, suddenly those people felt some relief from their pain. When the wind that touched the body of Janak Maharaj came to them and touched their bodies, and they felt great joy and all their pain went away. Then all those residents of hell, they begin to pray to Janak Maharaj, please don't go. Please stay here. Because in your association we have some relief. So Janak Maharaj, hearing their words, he felt pity. And he thought to himself that if somehow by my presence here they're getting a relief, some relief from their suffering, then for me this is better than going to heaven, going to the spiritual. I'll stay here. So after some time, Yamaraj's men, the Yamadutas, they went and they saw him. Look who's here. So they went to Yamaraj and they said, hey boss, you won't believe who's standing by the gateway of hell.
Grįžo pasimaradžiu ir sako, nu negalim patikėti savo akimis, tai ten stovi prie pragaro vartų.
Yamaraj went there and said, what are you doing here? You don't belong in this place. You're Sarva Dharma Shiromani. You're the crest jewel of all those persons who follow religious principles. Why have you come here? This place is a place for very wicked sinners. You don't belong here. People who've done terrible deeds, they belong here in this place. He said, my dear king, my servants, they can't even look at your face because you're so effulgent and so pious. Yamaraj said that to him too. You don't belong here. You should go to some very happy place. But when Janak Maharaj heard Yamaraj's speech, Janak Maharaj said, no. He said, I want to stay here. I'm not going to go to Vaikuntha. This is better. Because by my being here, they're getting some comfort. So when Yamaraj heard what he said, he told him, he said, Janak Maharaj, you don't understand about these people. I mean, these are really bad people. This one right here, huh? He had sex with his wife's friend, with his friend's wife, who confided in him. And for that, wicked deed, we've thrust an iron stake through his body, and we're putting him over a fire, and he's going to be roasted alive over the fire for thousands of years. Then after this, he'll be born as a pig. Then finally, when he takes birth again in a human body, he'll be a eunuch. And he said, you see this fellow over here? You know what he did? This one raped some other man's wife. Therefore, I'm going to roast him in the hell known as Rorivar for 1,000 years. This one over here, he stole someone's money. So we've cut off his hands. And we're going to cook him and pour some blood. He said, this one over here, some guest came to his house. And he didn't welcome that guest with sweet words. He didn't give that guest anything to eat. Therefore, I'm going to drop him in the hell known as Tamishra. That place is full of fire. And there, hundreds and thousands of bees are going to sting him continually. And then he pointed at another person and said, I am Dharampayasyo Chaya Nindam Kurvana Lajitaha. I am Prashayatno Karno. Kriyayam Bahusastatam. This shameless person, he criticized someone else. Therefore, I put him in hell. And you see the person next to him, you know why he's here? Because with great interest and pleasure, he was listening to that criticism. So I'm going to drop both of them into a dark well. So when he pointed out all these different sinful people, then Yamaraj finally became quiet. And Janak Maharaj, he started crying. Part of dukkha dukkhi kupam buddhi. That's the nature of a devotee. They feel compassion on others. We're not like Yamaraj. Yamaraj has a duty to do. And his duty is a papaganana. His duty is to count the sins of others. That's not our business. If you do that, you'll never be able to distribute books. You'll never be able to preach. Is there anyone who's qualified to take those books? If we see the sins and the faults of others, how will we be able to help them? How will we have inspiration? We have to overlook their faults and feel compassion. So Janak Maharaj, he started crying when he saw that. And he said, is there anything I can do to help them? And Yamaraj, he said, these people, they've never worshipped Krishna. They've never listened to Krishna Katha. They've never come before the deity. See, but still, if you want to help them, there's one thing you could do. Here in our record books, we have accounts of all, Yamaraj is telling, we have accounts of all the different pious and sinful deeds of all living entities. So, one morning, when you were here on earth, you got up one morning and you chanted the name of Ram. One morning you got up and chanted the name of Ram. Yamaraj told that to Janak Maharaj. So he told Janak Maharaj, if you give the benefit of just chanting one of those names of Ram to these people, then they'll get relief. So Janak Maharaj said, certainly whatever benefit I got by chanting that name, let them have that. The Padma Purana says a very amazing thing then happened. As soon as Janak Maharaj said that, then all the residents in hell, they became freed from their suffering condition. And they all obtained divine bodies. And instead they attained the highest position, Paramam Padam. So this is a benefit of chanting the holy name. It's such a very, very powerful thing. The holy name gives everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Name Prasriti Tohoi Rupa Guna Karma. From the holy name, you realize Krishna. Vasika Mandal Prabhu, you'll be chanting japa here one day and suddenly you'll see Krishna in front of you. Would that be okay? He says, first comes Krishna's rupa, we'll see his form. By chanting the holy name, the first thing will happen and you'll see Krishna's form. And then after seeing Krishna's form, the next thing is you realize Krishna's qualities. His guna. And then the third thing is, you'll see Krishna's lila. Another meaning of this verse is there, though. Name prasvatito hoy. From the holy name will come your name, your qualities, and your activities in the spiritual world. Nothing else is required. If you chant the holy name of Krishna, you will realize your form in the spiritual world. Some Vaishnavas, they have other processes of meditating on their form in the spiritual world. That process is technically called Siddha Pranali. Or the process of getting my Siddha Deha, my spiritual body. But we take shelter of now. Because it said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranita. The holy name is everything, the holy name is everything, the holy name is everything. The holy name gives everything in Kali Yuga. It doesn't say Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali Deva Kevalam. It says, it says that the holy name will give us everything. And if we chant that holy name, then we'll wake up. We'll wake up to our spiritual form, the spiritual world. So we'll stop there. Grantarashmad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Shiva Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samaveda Bhakta Vinda ki
jai,
Gopremanandi
ki jai.
Is there any comments or questions? Therefore, we should hear about the glories of the holy name. It said that mukti tucha phala hoy nama bhasa hoyte. Liberation is the insignificant fruit of even nama bhasa. Don't think that the purpose of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is to become free from sin. That's using, it's like using the holy name as a toilet brush to clean your toilet. But there's much, much more wonderful things the holy name. The holy name is Krishna. Abhinat phenomenon. It's none different from Krishna. Vapurvasmat parameva hantakurunam evacha. There is one small difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name. They're both non-different. But of the two, Krishna's name is more merciful than Krishna. Shri Shri Nitai Gaurachandra are very, very merciful. But even more merciful than them is the holy name. You may be lying on your bed, sick and passing stool and urine. But the deities won't come to you. But you can chant Krishna's name. When you're laying in such an unclean condition, you can't worship Tulsi, you can't touch Tulsi, you can't touch the deity. But you can chant the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that just think of one thing when you're chanting. So if you just understand that when you're chanting Krishna's name, you're associating with Krishna. It may be hard for us to chant, we may be making offenses, but just try. He says, if you just do this thing, if you just pay attention to Krishna and understand that Krishna is his name, Sachinanda Maharaj somehow he likes me very much, we're friends. And he's always telling me that if you want to have friendship with someone, you have to spend time with them. So if I want to be friends with Hari Bolananda Prabhu, and Hari Bolananda Prabhu, I'm going to talk to you like this. So how are you doing today, Hari Bolananda? Oh, that's very nice. How are you going to feel? If a man is married to his wife, he has to talk to her, he should look at her. If you want to cultivate a friendship with anyone in this world, you have to spend time with them. And you have to give them attention. Ashwini Kumar Prabhu, isn't it? You have to give attention to your wife, otherwise she'll be very unhappy. Because that attention is the essence of all our relationships. So we want to develop a relationship with Krishna. Krishna is so kind and he's come in the form of his holy name. So if we want to develop a relationship with him, we have to pay attention to him. Marriage counselors, they say that it's very important. Usually one problem that comes in marriage is that the men don't like to listen to the ladies. Men by nature are solution oriented. If there's a problem, okay, how can I fix it? But women by nature, when they have a problem, they're not looking for a solution, they just want to talk about it. And they feel some relief from that. But many times men get frustrated. Just talking on and on, let's just do something. So marriage counselors, they say, if you want your marriage to work, you're a man, you should sit down and just listen to your wife at least an hour a day. Ashwini Kumar Prabhu, don't try to give her any solutions, just listen. And she'll feel very happy. So in the same way, just listen to Krishna. Krishna is there in the form of his holy name. And if we listen to him, he'll speak to us. We may ask a question, what is the necessity of reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Hari Bhavananda Prabhu, why do we come and have Srimad Bhagavatam class? It's not necessary. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevam. All we have to do is chant Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam class is very difficult. I fall asleep. It's very hard. Just chant Hare Krishna. And that's what Shastra says. It doesn't say Shastra Swadvaya, Shastra Swadvaya, Shastra Swadvaya, Eva Kevalam. It says Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. So then why do we have class on the Bhagavatam? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He's the father of the Sankirtan movement. Why did he emphasize Srimad Bhagavatam? The Bhagavatam in the second canto describes that Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. This verse is there in the second canto. Idam Bhagavatam Puranam, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam name, this Purana, name Srimad Bhagavatam is the faultless Purana. That's more or less Srila Prabhupada's translation. But in his Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami has given another alternative meaning to it. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is the Nam Purana. Anvaya Vyetarikyabhyam Yatsyat Savata Sarvada. From the beginning, the middle, to the end, the Srimad Bhagavatam, directly or indirectly, only speaks about one subject matter. That's the holy name of Krishna. So it's not enough to buy a brand new laptop computer. You have to know how to use it. So you need to study the instruction manual. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is like the instruction manual for chanting the holy name. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Nam Mahima, or the glorification of the holy name. And by hearing the Bhagavatam, we'll get inspiration to chant. It's for that reason that we read Srimad Bhagavatam. It's for that reason that we have Krishna Katha. To inspire us to chant. Is that okay? So here's Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you chant, pay attention to Krishna, listen to him. And if you listen to him, he'll have something to say to you. Okay. Anything else is there? Ananda?
Instead of other medicine. So, when we are sick,
time, or this, or in this consultation, can we act like that, although we have not yet enough faith? This is what I'm going to
My Guru Maharaj once gave a lecture in Bhubaneswar, and he quoted many, many verses about how if you just chant Hare Krishna, you don't need to take any medicine. And then after the class, one devotee came to him and said, Guru Maharaj, does that mean we shouldn't take any medicine? First, my Guru Maharaj laughed and he said that he's not Guru Das, he's Dr. Das. And then he told him, you can't do like that. Because you don't have proper faith. Srila Prabhupada himself took medicine. But I think that he did that because if he hadn't taken medicine, then we also would think maybe I won't take medicine. So we have to because we're not on that level. But we don't want to stay forever on a low level. Therefore we want to hear these things. We should develop this understanding. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, we'll come to understand what our goal is. And we'll become fixed in our resolve to get it. Otherwise, if we try to jump and imitate a higher platform than we're on, we'll just lose everything. You won't lose everything eternally, but temporarily you'll have some setbacks. It's difficult to accept mercy when it comes unexpectedly. So is there a question? She's asking, how do we accept it?
Why is it that you feel that it's difficult to accept mercy?
Why is it?
Yeah, why?
Because we don't really want mercy.
Yeah, but
that's not. We're happy sleeping on the lap of the witch Maya. Hari Bol Nanda Prabhu. Sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya.
Every day.
Every day. And you're coming and telling him, get up, Prabhu. No, I don't bother me. Leave me alone. We're so unfortunate. We like our suffering. Once it's described that Indra made some offense to Brihaspati's Guru Maharaj. And Brihaspati became very angry with him. Indra, you're not qualified to be the king of heaven. You should become a pig. So Indra became a pig. And he's eating nice stool. Mm-hmm. Having sex with sheep pigs.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, the universe, there was some problem because there was no temple president to take care of the universe. Mm-hmm. So Lord Brahma came to see Indra. Indra, you're not really a pig, you're Indra, you're the king of the gods. We want you to come back to the heavenly planets and do your work. And Indra in the front of the pig, he said, oh, well, why should I want to go there? Oh, it's so wonderful there. You can drink omelet, heavenly nectar. And Indra's a pig, he said, well, is there stool there? Can I eat stool there?
Huh?
No, there's no stool there.
Oh.
Well, what about, are there some sheep pigs that I can have sex with? No, there's no sheep pigs there, but there's beautiful heavenly apsaras. There's no stool there, there's no sheep pigs. Why would I want to go there? So then Lord Brahma saw, oh, he's too attached. So then he killed all of his children. And Indra the pig became very angry and started trying to attack Lord Brahma. And then Lord Brahma saw, oh, he still has some hope because his wife pig is still there. So then Lord Brahma also killed the wife pig. And Indra lost everything. And he said, oh, well, please tell me, what are you saying now? Then he could listen. So Krishna says, yasya aham anugrihami harishita dinam shunami. If I'm really kind to someone, I'll take everything away from them. We don't want mercy. We're just a bunch of pigs. We don't want heavenly amrit because we're very happily busy eating stool. So Krishna is very kind to us and he takes away all of our stool activities. Then maybe we can wake up. Is that okay? Alright.
Is it possible to chant the holy name without offenses? If we have a lot of anarchy and are not properly associated with other devotees?
As long as we have anarchy in our heart, it's not possible to chant the holy name without offense. Because those anarthas, what is the meaning of the word anartha? Artha means our goal. Anartha means an unwanted goal. So because we have so many other things in our heart, so many other desires and things that are distracting us, how can we chant them? But still, Srila Vyasadeva, after he compiled the list of the 10 offenses of the holy name in the Padma Purana, Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva, který se švarna vzpustí
vyžijí vymoc, katančan pavadam. He thought people are going to become discouraged after hearing all this. Especially this offense of thinking that I'm the body, that's very, very difficult to give up that offense. So then he wrote another verse in the Padma Purana. Namaparada yukta nam namam eva haram chigam avishranti prayuktani tani vataharani cha. Even if you're chanting namaparada, keep chanting. And after some time, that offense, those offenses will go away. And we'll have our proper artha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that we should be very vigilant. And we should be conscious about what our goals are. Don't just put things, just like in a car, you can put the car in cruise control and the car drives by itself. So sometimes also some devotees, they have a cruise control setting for their japa. And the japa just drives by itself, huh? And our mind is doing some other things. We have to be present. We have to be focused on what we're doing, what I want. And if we're very fixed on our goal, that thing will come to us. If we understand what is artha pravritti, the goal that we want, then anartha nivritti will come automatically. Is that okay?
But after some time we feel down and not so enthusiastic. What is the reason? Maybe offenses or something
else? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Madhuri Kadambani, he says that there's different stages in our progress of bhakti. And one of those stages, he compares it to thick and thin. Sometimes we're very enthusiastic, and then the other times we just don't want to get up in the morning, we can't be bothered. So how do we go beyond that? Rupa Goswami tells us in his Upadeshamrita. Utsaham nishchaya dharya. By enthusiasm, patience and confidence. Tat kamapavarta sangachyata satobhati sadhubhakti prasidati. By giving up bad activities and bad association. And by following in the footsteps of our acharyas. And in particular, this verse indicates associating with devotees. But we have to be careful in our association with devotees. If we become angry with devotees, if we commit offenses to devotees, then what will happen is, we will start seeing faults in them. And will develop a wicked mentality. These devotees, they're bogus. They're not good at all. Or they're all neophytes. They don't know anything. I'll go to Radhakund and associate with some Babaji's there. Or all the devotees are not really very good persons. I'm going to go just all associate with some Christians or some non-devotees. I'll end up leaving and associating with non-devotees. So they say, sadhu sabadhan, be careful of devotees. Sometimes it's dangerous to become too close to devotees. So when we associate with devotees, we should associate by having Krishna Katha and Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Is that okay?
We see that people usually wait for the time when Krishna takes everything from them in order to be really, to become really devoted. Would it be the same result if the person gives up everything willingly on his own will before Krishna takes it? Would it count as the same as Krishna took it?
Whether Krishna directly takes it away or whether we give it, the ultimate result will be the same.
Ar Krishna pats atima, ar mes patys atsisakome, galutinis rezultatas būtų toks pat.
But the quality is much, much better and it's much, much faster if we give it up ourselves.
Bet kokybė yra daug, daug greitesnė, reiškia rezultatas daug greitesnis ir rezultatas ir daug kokybiškesnis kaip patys atsisakome.
When Mother Yashoda was tying Krishna up to the wooden grinding mortar, she took the rope that was tying her hair to tie Krishna's waist. But the Bhagavatam says that dvi ango, that rope was two fingers short. So she got more rope, but it was still two fingers short. She got all the rope in the house, and it was still two fingers short. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says there's a symbolic purport to that dvi ango, the two fingers short. It says that two things are required to bind up Krishna. Binding up Krishna means getting Krishna. Two things are required to get
him.
One is Krishna's mercy. The second thing is our own endeavor. Both things are required. If we don't endeavor and we just sit and wait for Krishna's mercy, it may be a long time. There's a lot of people standing in queue waiting for Krishna's mercy. But if we make some endeavor ourselves, then we'll jump to the front of the line. So we also have to try. Okay. Anything else to say? Kandarashma Bhagavatam ki
jai
Samaveda Bhakta Vindati
jai
Gopri Manandi
Jai
Krishna Dhamananda Prabhu ki
jai.